Okay, so this is part two to the MK Naomi and Club of Rome video. Please go back and watch that one because there's so much information that I can't recap everything. No, like with every other video, this is for entertainment purposes only. But these entertainments come with some receipts, but you guys do what you will with them and make your own conclusions. I don't want to push any ideas in anyone's head, but this is what I found. So I will show you a clip here. So remember in my last video where I said the Club of Rome got together with the CIA to make something called Project MK Naomi, which basically studies bioweapons and chemical weapons on people? Well, basically, the Special Operation Division scientists at Fort Detrick, Maryland, worked with the NIH, which was run at the time by Dr. Robert Gallo and Dr. Anthony Fauci, to basically make a policy called the National Security Study Memorandum. And I found it, the document, and it is declassified. Let me show you. Here it is. Now, you guys can Google that at the top there. That's why I left that on there. Or you can Google NSSM 200, but make sure that you use VPN and don't use Google. So I'm going to go through some of the things that it says in this memorandum. Basically, they're stating that if we have an exponential growth of population, which by the way started after World War II during the baby boomers, that we would have a lot of issues, not just food security, but also that we would have security issues with governments and other agencies, and that this would cause basically a giant collapse of the entire system that they have created so far. So here's some other apparent population factors that will have negative effects on the society that we live in today. Now, in my last paperwork or last video, I showed paperwork that they were basically trying to depopulate us through, jibby jabbies. And here is a clip of basically Fauci saying something super shady, and I want you guys to tell me what you think.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home.